Five simple things to guarantee, absolute fact, a given, the foundation, the fundamentals of your family or your friends or your kids or the people that you care about most, if you applied it to their lives, they would be successful, they'd have a life of abundance and they would be happy. Would you want to read the list? Of course you would. People that you love, you want them to have a fantastic life. So what if there was five things? And why would you just want other people to have them? Why wouldn't you apply them to your own life? Well, you would. However, there is a list. There's only five things on the list. There's five non-negotiable things that will make you successful, will give you a life of abundance, and will make sure that everything about your life is happy and brilliant. And yet most people will look at a list like this and say, can't work, too easy, won't work for me, might work for somebody else. Let's have a look at the five opposites to the list. There's only five things on the list, but let's do exactly the opposite to those five things. The first one on the list is be healthy, fit and strong. So let's do the opposite. Be unhealthy, be unfit, be weak, be sick, be fat, be depressed, be stressed. How's your life? Number two on the list says give 100% effort every time in everything that you do. So don't. Just put in 50%. Put in 0%. What do you think your life's going to be like? Third on the list is discipline. Don't be. Don't brush your teeth. Don't have a shower. Don't clean your house. Don't iron your clothes. Don't do anything that you're supposed to do. Just be lazy and lethargic. Wonder how your life's going to turn out. Number four on the list is be kind. So don't be. Be nasty. Be mean. Be a bully. Be a gossip. Criticize people. Be aggressive. Do everything you possibly can to make people dislike you. Wonder how your life's going. Last on the list is dream big and aim high. So don't. Don't have any dreams. Don't have any goals. Don't set any standards. Don't think about the future. Just live from one minute to the next and hope that life's going to be something better than average, ordinary, or pathetic. Even saying those things, it's like depressing, and I'm the happiest person on the planet. And just because I visualize a life like that and I just think, oh, what's going to happen? However, as I share that, I think to myself, wow, maybe that is how people live. Because when you look at most people, they don't look healthy and fit. They don't look happy. They don't have a life of abundance. They don't have a career that they love. They're not in a relationship that makes them happy. And they're whining, whinging, moaning, complaining about simple things like the weather. They let the weather affect them. So what if you applied the five non-negotiable standards for being a superb human being? And before you knock it, give it a shot. Give it a decent shot. Number one, be healthy, fit and strong. Top level physical and mental performance is determined by how you feel. And if you put rubbish into your body, that's how you'll feel. People smoke, they drink, they take drugs, they get stressed, they don't sleep, and they wonder why they feel bad. Being healthy, fit and strong is as simple as have a positive attitude and choose to have it. Just wake up and say, yes, I'm going to have a great day. Drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. Eat more stuff that comes out of the ground and less crap. Get huffy and puffed and get fit. You know, a minute here, a minute there, every day, a little bit of puffing, get fit. And lift heavy things so you stay strong. Imagine if you just applied those simple things, not complicated. Think of Albert Einstein. Don't let the ego attack how something can be so simple. The fitness profession has made being healthy, fit and strong so complicated. But being healthy, fit and strong is the number one on the list. It's the foundation. It's the fundamental for having a great life, because what's the use of having a great career, a great relationship, lots of money if you don't have the health and fitness to enjoy it? Number two on the list is 100% effort. Anything less than 100%, every time you give less than 100, you're telling your own self-esteem that you're an average person, that it's okay to be less than the best. It's okay to be lazy. It's okay not to be disciplined. The percentage of effort that you put in is the ultimate revelation of who you are. Now, your 100% best might not be what somebody else puts in at 100%. It might be better or worse, but who cares? What you've got to do every time is think, can I do better? Can I do more? Is this the best that I can do? or am I just being average? Number three on the list is disciplined. Do what you say you will do when you said you would do it, even if you don't feel like it. Dreams and goals and talent and skill without discipline is useless because it goes nowhere. You'll end up with a life of saying, I wish I did, I could have, I would have, I should have, but I didn't. Because discipline simply means the application of everything you've ever wanted to do, but you put in the plan every day, even if you don't feel like it. Be kind. How about all the words that you use in all forms, whether it's on the phone, in person, on Facebook, on Twitter, on an email, everything you do adds value to people, especially to yourself. Speak kindly to yourself. Add value. Never hurt, never belittle. Always leave yourself, the conversation you have with yourself and with every other person you come in contact with. That person, including you, feels like you are a better person because you were there. Add value to people's lives, make people feel special, make them say wow, and your life will be different. Don't knock it till you've tried it. Number five on the list, dream big, aim high. If you can do it, then do it. And you can because you've got two arms and two legs and you've got a heart that pumps. And there's people that don't have two arms and two legs and still do it. So what's your excuse? Even if other people say you can't do that, everything that has ever been achieved was once considered impossible. Never be the person who comments on the impossibility of another person achieving. Be the person who achieves the next impossible thing. Then you'll be the person who inspires other people to believe in the impossible because you'll be a person who's achieved what everybody said couldn't happen. Everything that has ever been achieved was once considered impossible, and yet it was achieved because somebody believed it could happen, because they dreamed big and they aimed high. Imagine that. Five simple things. Be healthy, fit and strong. Put in 100% effort every day, every time. Be disciplined every day, every time. Be kind every day, every time. Dream big and aim high. I've got goosebumps talking about it. I get excited because there's such simple things. There's no complication. There's no university degree required. It's simple, easy to understand. It just requires to do. To do or not to do? That is the question.